Israel has once again warned the Syrian government and President Bashar Assad of possible attacks. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, who was speaking at a Security Council meeting, said that, quote, if provocations by the Syrian government continue, Israel will have no choice but to respond accordingly. Ron Prosor repeated Western allegations that Syria possessed chemical weapons and that Israel could not tolerate it. This as Tel Aviv has launched attacks on Syria several times since the beginning of 2013. Let's go to Indiana and talk to E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Jones, first of all, what are the chances of Israel physically getting involved in Syria?
If physically you mean by troops on the ground, I don't think they're very high. But I think what we're seeing here is the outcome of Israel and the United States policy of destabilizing all of the countries that are neighboring Israel. I think that this is based on a mistaken understanding of what the people in the surrounding countries are like. These people were held in check largely by dictators, pro-American dictators like Mubarak. Once those dictators are removed, the local population expresses itself oftentimes by violence against Israel, because the hatred of Israel is so widespread through these countries. And so what you saw in Syria was exactly this type of situation. The Western powers were supporting the Salafist rebels against Assad, and they reached a critical point where they had to give them superior weaponry, and they simply backed down. They wouldn't do it because they were afraid that these people were going to use those weapons on Israel. The rebels would periodically go to the Golan Heights and fire small arms into Israel as some indication of their intention. So what I think you're seeing here is the result of a totally failed policy of backing the wrong Islamic groups, the most violently anti-American, anti-Israeli groups, and promoting the destabilization that has led to a situation where Israel is now less secure than it was before all this started.
Indeed, and of course, there seems to be disunity and mismanagement among the insurgents themselves. I mean, so where do you think the situation is going to head?
Well, it'll lead to more and more anarchy. And the more and more anarchy will lead to more and more splinter groups feeling that they have the option of attacking Israel. I mean, there was a story right after the collapse of Libya where a group of guys got a hold of some missiles. They put the missiles in a truck. They drove across Libya, drove across Egypt, and fired the missiles into Israel because there was no overarching government to prevent these splinter groups from acting on their desires. So it was totally counterproductive on the part of the United States and Israel. I think the strategy that America is following now, I think they're going to try and come to an agreement with the Russians, divide up the Middle East according to spheres of influence, and rein in all of these groups that they have armed before it's too late.
And of course, how much fear is there that these insurgents fighting in Syria will one day come back to Europe and attack them, the ones who supported them?
Well, this has been the story ever since Afghanistan, where we had the great Islamic crusade against the Soviet Union that was victorious. And then these groups were ready, they're armed, they're trained, they're ready to fight, and they dispersed throughout the world. The Islamic world was the first one to suffer. These groups went back, one group went back to Algeria and caused this incredibly bloody civil war there until they were reined in. But they can show up anywhere. I mean, they were weaponized and sent to Chechnya after Afghanistan. They were weaponized and sent to Bosnia after Afghanistan. It's a pool of violent people that are ready to engage in war at a moment's notice.
Indeed. We'll have to leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars magazine from Indiana. Thanks for your time there, sir.